So, as always, we have a debate on the subject matter of that tract. And once again, I do want to remind everybody that we have we spare no expense to get the best debaters on the show. We get people who are experts in their field, respected by pretty much everybody, and they know about this argument. We've actually been planning this show since last Halloween because last Halloween we didn't get very good experts, but this we said right away we're going to get the best experts. They've been planning since this last Halloween for this very debate. So let me introduce you to debater number one.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your name?
I'm Magnavox, and I'm a tape deck.
I'm sorry. You are named Magnavox?
Yeah, that's the word above my little tape deck thing.
You're a tape deck.
Yes. I sing songs.
You sing songs. Do you, are you able to say things that weren't put into you by someone else?
Well, clearly. I'm a very intelligent tape deck.
Okay. Well, that's, the first I've ever seen. And, debater number two.
Hello.
Hi there.
My name is Mistress Mayhem.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Okay. So now, that is to say, Mistress Mayhem, of course, believes, as we all know, that this tract is true. And of course, I'm sure you knew that Magnavox, the tape deck, believes that this tract is false. As always, we let the attacker, so to speak, go first. So, Magnavox, why don't you tell us why this tract is completely not true?
Well, okay, first of all, everything I know, you should know. I learned from the greats. Rolling Stones, the Beatles, the Who, Led Zeppelin, all that great stuff. And I've been to a lot of places because I am, in fact, a tape deck in a car. And I say that the most I know of Halloween is the Monster Mash. The devil went down to Georgia, and he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, but Johnny beat him. And I know this. I know this because I played this music, and if I said that, you know, the devil was defeated already, then, you know, it's got to be true.
Okay. So you're saying that the devil has already been defeated, therefore there is no hell.
That's right. He went down to Georgia, and he was in a bind, and
now how did he get to Georgia from hell? Like, is he allowed to leave hell? I thought he was kind of in prison.
This is considered one of the great mysteries of music.
Oh, do we have an expert apparently already? Wow, that was quick.
Yes. Magnavox asked me to come in simply to prove this point. Yes. My name is The Traveler. I am an expert on the transportation system.
Oh, okay. No, thank you for coming.
Well, simply to enlighten you, in order for the devil to get to Georgia from hell, he would first have to take the number 5 to 8th Street, and then take the Red Line all the way down to the Pacific Ocean, at which point he'd probably hop a plane.
Okay. That's physically, all right. That's fine. That's very helpful. Debater number
Mistress
Mayhem. Yes, you.
Yes.
How do you rebuttal against that quite compelling devil's already destroyed argument?
Well, I just happen to know through my own personal experience that because I personally reaffirm and repeat the crucifixion of Christ every day in my sadomasochism routine, that obviously, it proves that this tract is true.
So you reenact the death of Christ?
God, yes.
For pleasure?
Well, everyone's life involves a thin line that we walk between pain and pleasure.
Well, okay.
And Jesus was no exception.
Are you implying that Jesus enjoyed the crucifixion?
I really couldn't say, but how could he not?
How could he not? Does anybody else want to rebuttal that? Because I think...
I bring up a quote from the tract?
You can so bring up a quote, please.
Well, I think that the fact that Jesus, quote, took our punishment for us on the cross shows that he was very much into submission.
Well, hold on. Now, if that's true, wouldn't that have... If let's say that's true, okay? Let's say it is true. Wouldn't that be kind of selfish of him? Because maybe you wanted to be punished, obviously. Or somebody else did, so to speak.
Well, it does quote that we deserve to be punished for our sins. And isn't that the ultimate testament of... excuse me, I wasn't finished.
Okay.
Boy.
Pardon me now.
But I was saying that because we deserve to be punished for our sins and he took that punishment from us, that we deserve, that is the ultimate form of torture.
Okay, and you are consider yourself a Christian, then?
Of course.
Okay. Magnavox, do you want
to? Yeah, I do actually have something to say to that. Jesus is just all right with me, as the Doobie Brothers did indeed teach me in my long career, but, the man is also too big and too strong, as the Dire Straits said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I have an expert here, though, who can...
Okay, first of all, I don't pretend to be an expert, but I do, however, know enough heavy metal to know that the devil is alive and well.
Oh.
Yes. You can just go through the black metal bands of Norway. There were, you know, bands that have tried to burn churches. Let me tell you, classic rock is obviously all this cassette knows. There are a lot of genres that...
Is this true?
Excuse me, but no. The last heavy metal tape that I had the privilege to play was Metallica. And, it almost destroyed my, I don't know, I can't read. It almost destroyed my entire deck. You know, it had to be like pulled out of me with a pair of tweezers.
Oh, like it all got all unspooled
and stuff. It was a horrible
experience.
It was like being raped.
Well, wow.
I wish I could cite a counterexample, but I listened to it, but I don't know, cause I can't read either. But, let me, say that, a lot of it's very pro-Satan, and the other aspect of it is I'm a cop in this town.
Oh,
and let me tell you something. Timmy was a deeply, deeply stupid individual. Everybody around here believes that he... Look, there's a reason he died and those other kids too lived. I mean, witnesses cited that the other kids ran across the street where Timmy just sort of stared at a car for like 30 seconds. We kind of wondered what was up with that boy. Darwin killed him just as much as Jesus.
Okay, well, that's one way of looking at it. I think Timmy's parents might see it a little differently, but
well, they're fools.
Oh, right.
You know, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might just find. You get what you need.
Do you think that's true?
So the Rolling Stones do tell us.
Oh, we have another expert.
I'm no expert. I just walked in off the street.
Oh, well, welcome. Cindy, is anybody minding the door? Cindy, no?
Sorry, sir. It will be minded.
Cindy? Oh, sorry.
No, I am the temp.
Okay, temp, mind the door, please. All right. Now that you're here, you might as well.
Well, I mean, I live in this town, and I have my whole life, and I just wanted to say, I mean, you know, Magnavox here can keep her sympathy for the devil, but I believe that this tract is wrong, because I don't believe that the Lord would call this boy up to heaven and then just strike him down to hell. I think that's just wrong. If Timmy was taken from us at his young age, I believe that it was the Lord that called him.
Now, but what if he specifically didn't believe in Jesus?
Now, I don't know where that Sunday school teacher gets off. I don't know.
Well,
I do.
Oh, gosh.
Excuse me, but I know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, you are uneducated.
Goodness gracious, we got everybody in the world in the room here. Well, welcome. Now, do you actually teach Sunday school?
Yes, I do. I teach Sunday school, and I raise good little boys and girls.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Baxter.
Do you know Mrs. Baxter?
Of course. I told you I was a Christian.
We are good friends. I saved her soul.
She sure did.
Your soul's been saved?
Mm-hmm.
How did that change your life? What difference did it make in your life?
Well,
did you,
I was
for example,
forced to accept God's gift, God's love gift, as it says in the tract.
Yes, it does say that, love gift, I
quote,
saw that.
God's love gift.
You were forced to accept a love gift, and
God, yes.
And that was good.
It's the only way to be saved.
It moved you?
Oh, I was moved.
Now, did you do any less sinning afterwards?
No.
Well, no? Okay, hold now.
But it does. The tract says we don't need to be a good person to get into heaven. No, we just need to accept Jesus. So now that I've done that and I'm saved, I can do all the naughty, delicious things I want.
Well, hold on. See, now that raises my question.
I'm an officer of the law. Don't get too naughty here.
Yeah, you might want to confess to anything on the air. But let me just let you know. No, this is my question. This is my question.
I'm going to have to cancel your appointment.
Hold on. Do you know Mrs. Baxter as... I'm sorry, not Mrs. Baxter. You know Miss Mayhem as well?
Mistress.
Mistress.
Mayhem.
I'm not calling you Mistress.
Call me Mistress.
That sounds like a pseudonym to me.
So do you know her? Have you met before?
I haven't met her. I have not had the fortune of meeting this lady in person. I have I have met Miss Baxter before. She's a classy lady.
She's classy?
Oh, yes. I saved his soul, too.
She's in no trouble with the law. She's not disreputable, for example.
No, I went to Sunday school with her as well.
Okay.
He was one of the first souls
you went
I
to,
saved.
Wait, were you in her class, or did you go with her?
Well, I was in her class. I was an adult, but I realized I had to be saved.
Okay, all right.
That's
you
how
know
we
what?
Know each other.
Hold on. This debate is really kind of crazy. What I want to know is, okay, Mistress
Small
Mayhem.
Town. I mean, we do all know each other.
Well, okay, well... I guess that's what I get for coming to a town like this and bringing my show here for Halloween.
You better leave it.
I love it. It's great. Let
is
me
it
finish.
Wrong that the most intelligent person here is Tape Deck?
It probably... hey, what about me?
Well,
I installed you, Tape Deck.
Oh.
Pardon me, but without me, you would have no music with which to drive. May I cite a few drunks driving?
XFM.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I am attached to your radio. You take right. me out and you have no hold music.
On. All right, hold
slave.
On. Hold on, Magnavox. I'll come back to you in just a second. I want to ask Mistress Mayhem a question. Mistress Mayhem, it says, yes, it does say in the tract that you shouldn't just believe that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. Does that mean, so, and the implication being that Timmy is a good person and yet he still goes to hell.
Indeed.
Does that mean that bad people go to heaven?
Well, if they accept Jesus, of course.
But are they still bad even after they accept Jesus?
Well, that's their own personal choice.
That's their own personal choice? Jesus doesn't mind who he saves. He'll be like, yeah, yeah, keep killing. I love you.
Well, I can't really be certain about those who kill, as in that is something that I'm not familiar with.
All right, we have another expert on this, I think.
Hello.
Hi.
I am a master of shady sophistry and false chains of reasoning.
Oh, good.
And it seems to me that if bad people go to heaven,
yeah,
clearly everything is okay. Because they have accepted Jesus into their heart, and so already forgiven themselves for anything they will ever do. So they can sin all they want, and there is no problem.
Because they're pre-
By the way, Mistress Mayhem, here is the $16 that I owe you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, boy.
I see no hole in this logic at all, because seriously, I'm a cop, I keep him good on earth, Jesus keeps him good in heaven.
Now hold on a second, is there anybody in this
we've
room-
We divided this up cleanly.
Is there anybody in this room who's not a client of Mistress Mayhem?
Yeah, I am. I'm not. I don't have any genitalia.
You just said-
I have-
That's- What is ge-
I have a no inanimate object rule.
That's probably for the best, and I doubt that the
I have no need of her services.
Would like being abused.
Thank you.
Everybody else in the room is?
I have never used her.
Then why did you just pay?
Because I use him.
Oh, God.
We've never actually used her services. We do accept her bribes to, not bust her.
I use her services.
This is ridiculous.
You know
all
what
right.
I think? I think, as a tape deck, that God must be watching us from a distance, because this is getting sick.
All right, tape deck, which is to say, Magnavox, please, I need your closing arguments.
Okay, this track is clearly false. I've been all over the United States in this idiot's car. I have seen many, many strange things from the front seat to the back seat. I have played much good music, I have played much bad music, and I have never seen anything that tells me that a trapdoor is going to open and some mythological devil that has already, by the way, been defeated by a fiddler should devour the souls of innocent young boys.
And, Mistress?
Well, as a member of the fetish community and having attended many fetish conventions all around the world and the many reenactments of Christ's crucifixion that I've seen, it just proves to me, and I hope to all of you, that it is true that accepting Jesus and realizing the punishment that he suffered for us is the only way to get into heaven.
So, the punishment equals heaven?
Yes.
That's a compelling argument. Let me just flip this here coin and... Oh! Mistress, I got some bad news. You're not going to go to heaven because Magnavox was right.
Oh. Touché.
Well, actually, I guess maybe you are going to heaven because the devil's been defeated. I guess that's what it really means. So
God
everybody
bless Charlie
goes to heaven.
Daniels.
We're all set.
Yes, indeed.
There's not a problem. Devil's done for. How did he got defeated? All
Thank
right.
Thank you, Johnny, wherever you are.
So,
God bless Johnny.
It's kind of an uplifting message on this tractor fiction where we say there's no such thing as the devil, and therefore we're all in heaven.
If the devil's beat, Mistress, are you busy later?
I'll have you talk to my secretary. Here's my business
okay,
card.
Okay, not in the studio. Come on. You can't do business. And there's a cop right here.
Yeah, come on. How stupid do you think I am? I'm not that stupid.
I don't do anything illegal unless they ask me to.
All right, what can I get for this quarter? No, I can't talk about that. Let's go. We gotta go away from Tractor Fiction. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Frank Allen. Happy Halloween.